This is Nancy Bautista, WRPR News. In today's world, a college education is imperative, but with rising tuition costs, many students are taking out loans in order to pay for school. Today, student loans make up the majority of household debt in the United States, ranking higher than credit card debt, and is at an alarming $1 trillion. Many students are contemplating whether to take out loans. I spoke with Alexander Garcia, who is putting off going to college until he could pay for it himself.
I don't have the money. I need to work first to go to school.
And have you thought about taking out loans?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to owe money. Rather do it my own way.
Still, others feel that a college education is crucial. Junior Lindsay Lewandowski owes over $45,000 in loans, but feels that taking out loans will benefit her in the long run. How much do you have in loans right now?
Probably around, I'd say, $15,000 a year.
And do you think it's worth it?
I think it's worth it, even though I have to pay them back at the end of college and everything like that. It's better to have the education and to have that as like a fallback for me so I can go out and get a job.
Studies have shown that the average college grad makes about 75% more than someone with just a high school diploma, which begs the question, are student loans really worth it? I'm at the financial aid office to speak with Judy Fang for her suggestions to students on taking out loans.
I always recommend to students that, you know what, before you go out to find a bank loan, always go, you know, apply for FAFSA, go for federal loan. The federal loan have a low interest rate. And also the federal government is very accommodating, you know, in terms of repayment. If the student have a problem with, paying the bill, they can ask for a deferral.
There are many ways to pay for school, and taking out loans may not be such a bad option after all. This is Nancy Bautista, WRPR News.